Joining us now live over the phone this morning is Mountain View High School head coach Brent Walk on the bus to head to Lovell for their game day today. Coach Walk, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning to you guys.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, Coach. And, of course, this highlights what so many coaches and players in Wyoming know all too well, and that is the long bus trip somewhere to play a foe and then get back on and come home. Today it's the Lovell Bulldogs, which has turned out, at least to this week's WildPreps.com coaches and media poll. Looks like it's number one versus number two. Your thoughts on the Bulldogs and what you got in front of you tonight?
Yeah, Lovell, they've got a really good football team. You know, Coach Crosby's done a great job. You know, only in his second year, he's got big offensive line. You know, we know we're going to have to stop their run game. Their running back number 34, he's a tough kid. They got a good Q. They've got good athletes. So, they're doing some good things up there. But you know, we're not. You know, I think I've talked to you guys quite a bit about this. We're not changing any of our philosophies here in Mountain View. You know, we struggled last week and made a ton of mistakes, and you know, but the credit goes to Evanston. They kind of took it to us, you know, and so we went to work this week, and you know, our goal is you know, it doesn't matter who we play, we need to play Mountain View football.
Coach, you mentioned the loss last week against Evanston, and what did you learn about your team in that loss, and what do you think your team learned about themselves in that loss that would prepare them for a tough 2A West matchup at Lovell today?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You know, number one, that, you know, our guys made a ton of mistakes in terms of turnovers, not scoring, you know, inside the 10-yard line. We had the ball first and goal from the half-yard line. And so, you know, our big thing this week was, you know, make no excuses, and we need to finish. You know, our guys need to play hard. To be honest with you, we need to play a lot harder than we did. You know, I don't know how many times I've said this in my, you know, now 9 years as a head coach, but I think a team, you know, they played harder than us. And, you know, and again, that's a credit to Evanston. And so, you know, our focal point right now is that has to be a huge learning experience for us. And, you know, we're not going to win football games just because we're Mountain View and just because we've been successful over, you know, the last 8 years. That's not going to happen. You have to go out and play. And Evanston, I was very impressed with how hard their kids played. And to be honest with you, I don't think a lot of our kids match that. So we went to work this week, man. And we're going to come out swinging and do the best we can. And we're going to play harder and we're going to play better tonight.
You know, Coach, one of the teams that we cover on a regular basis, obviously, is Star Valley. And coming off a championship and a really exceptional class, that sounds like a lot like Mountain View this last year as well. And with the coronavirus and the different restrictions and challenges over the course of the summer, it seems like some of those teams, that there's good programs and they feel like they've got the kids, but they just didn't get the time over the course of the summer. Do you feel like that's the case with the Buffaloes to this point?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point because, you know, we didn't get to go to our camps. We didn't get the reps that we've always done. And, you know, it's pretty significant because we're returning right now. Two kids started for us, and then another kid as a junior got hurt. And about, you know, he played probably 2/3 of the season. But going back to your point, you know, we think we're very talented. In fact, I know we're very talented. This is the biggest senior class I've ever had, and we've got really good football players. But it's almost, you know, it's almost like we're in our spring stuff right now because the kids aren't, you know, the timing is off and all that stuff. So yeah, that's a really good point. So you know, and my mindset and even with the team that I had last year and the years before and everything is our goal is literally to get better day by day and practice by practice and rep by rep. And, you know, so I know we're getting better. I know we're a lot better this week than we were last week, but yeah, you bring up a good point, you know, not going to those camps and not having the reps, you know, it's been a challenge. Now with that said too, I want you to know how I feel about it and how my kids feel about it. You know, to have the opportunity to play tonight is something we're not taking for granted. You know, we're very fortunate because, you know, going into the summer, I think all the coaches were in the same boat. We didn't even know if we were going to get to play football. So we're very blessed.
Mountain View head football coach Brent Walk joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up and First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. You know, Coach, talking more about the Lovell matchup tonight, when you look in the 2A West, of course, you can't look ahead and you got to focus on the game at stake. But you know, at the same time, when you look at the two-way West and try and look at schedules and playoff seedings and games that you think you probably need to win in order to come out with some home football games later on in the playoffs, it's probably hard to underestimate the importance of this game tonight against Lovell, because long term, this could have some big impacts on who's on the road and who's not when it comes playoff time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, this is a huge game. And, honestly, our mindset is, and again, you know, I know I repeat myself quite a bit, is we need to win conference games, playoff games, and then ultimately the state championships. So, you know, we talk every week that, you know, from here on out, it's the biggest game of the year. But you're exactly right. You know, love, like I said, you know, I have a ton of respect for what Coach Crosby's already doing up there, and he has some very, very good football players. So, yeah, this is a huge conference game, you know, and that's not to say that next week against Cokeville won't be a huge conference game, but, yeah, this is big, you know, and it definitely has, and I've talked to my kids about it, it definitely has significant playoff implications.
Coach, one thing also, as you look at the schedule, just the way that it worked out, you guys start on the road 2 weeks in a row. What kind of impact does that have? Because obviously you don't want to get caught looking ahead, but like you said, it's nice, just naturally, I think it's just kind of a natural inclination for kids to think, okay, now the next 2 weeks we get to be at home against Cokeville and Kemmer. Your thoughts on maybe tucking this one away? Obviously you want a good effort today, but being able to come home for the next 2 weeks, it's probably a nice prospect.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, with our philosophy here in Mountain View is, and this is 100% honest, it doesn't bother us to travel. You know, and I talked to the guys about it last night. Yeah, we're going on a long trip, but we'll get there. And we have I have a very strict routine with the guys when we travel. But, you know, in some aspects of it, it kind of takes away some of the distractions, if you know what I mean. Because, you know, right now my kids, they're concentrating right now 100% on football. They're thinking about the game and all of that stuff. So as far as being on the road, you know, that's never really had a huge impact on us. Now, with that being said, I mean, don't get me wrong. We love to play, you know, in our stadium and in front of our fans and stuff. But, you know, I don't think it's a huge factor as far as where we're playing, you know, our first two games. And, you know, our scrimmage in Green River was on the road too. So we're used to it. We've been on the road now 3 weeks in a row.
Coach Brent Walk this morning heading to Lovell with the Mountain View Buffaloes today. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight in Lovell. That's a number one, number two ranking tonight, according to the Wild Preps coaches and media poll. Coach Walk, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I appreciate everything you guys do for us here in Mountain View. You guys have a great day.
You too. That's Coach Brent Walk again with Mountain View Football. It's all part of First Bank Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.